Hey, how you doing? This is Dave, and this is the episode you have to listen to.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, how's it going? Dr. Dave back with you for another episode of Slice Your Age. As you know, this is the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. And I have something to say. I have an admission. Are you ready for it? Right this second, I'm going to tell you that this episode today, episode 73, is totally unscripted. What that means is I pressed record in my studio here. I'm still in Breckenridge, Colorado. I pressed record and I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to be saying to you. Well, I have an idea, but there's going to be, I will tell you this, there will be no information given in today's episode. It's a very special episode. I'm going to be talking about several things here, but it's going to be kind of like a catch-up. And no, it's really unscripted, I swear to you. I don't have any notes in front of me. I'm just kind of going off the cuff and speaking what is just something very important I want to tell you. I started this show about a year and a half ago, and it's grown incredibly. And the only person I can thank is you, because you're listening to me right now. I really appreciate you. And I just want to say that in the year and a half and 73 episodes, almost a year and a half, not quite a year and a half, but in the 73 episodes, actually this is 73, so in the 72 episodes, I've spilled my heart. I've told you, I'm an open book. I've talked about my life. I don't hold anything back. There's no secrets. What you hear from me on the show is exactly what you'd hear if we were sitting down on a sofa or having dinner together. I'm the exact same person. I don't pretend to be somebody else on the show. And then as soon as I stopped recording, I change personalities. No, what you're hearing from me and what you've heard on every single episode is truly the real Dr. Dave. And the reason I'm saying this is because I've given you a lot of information. I've talked to you about my lifestyle, what I do, what works for me, what I think will work for you. And I'm going to recommend that you take some time and actually go back and listen to some of my past episodes. I mean, I've talked about eating. I've talked about eating and nutrition and exercise and happiness. Of course, happiness is one of my biggest things. You got to be happy in your life. You really do. So meditation, yoga, the list goes on and on and on. So I'm going to recommend at this point, please, if there's anything that's troubling you that you're just not sure about, that you're having a tough time, if you're worried about change, go back and listen to a specific episode, because I recorded it just for you. And sorry, if I don't know if you can hear a little bit of wind in the background. I'm actually outside in my studio today recording. So if there's a little bit of wind, I apologize. I know the conditions might not be absolutely 100% perfect for this, but it's just an important message I want to get across to you. What I'm trying to say is, in so many words, I am going to be taking, I shouldn't really say a little bit of time off, because I really don't know. I've gone 72 weeks, now 73, without a break at all. I've done everything I can to get you an episode. No matter where I am in the world, I want to get you the information. I want you to be with me. I want to share my life with you. What I am going to say is it's possible. I'm not even 100% sure of this, but it's possible over the next week to 2 weeks, maybe even three, but a very, very short time. There might be a week that I do not get an episode out there to you. And if that is the case, I'm not going to apologize in advance, because it's not an apology. I want you to understand that sometimes my schedule just gets so crazy and so difficult. And every time I get an episode out to you, I want it to be top notch. I never want to come into the studio or get on the mic and just ramble on and not say anything. That's just not worth it to me. I truly appreciate your time listening to me. And when you take the time to listen, to download and listen to a podcast, I want it to be good information. So I want you to understand that after episode 73, if we go a week or 2 weeks without a full length episode, I want you to understand, because I'm with you. I'm not going anywhere. It's just that I may need 1 to 2 weeks just to kind of, how can I say this? I teach happiness and I teach living your absolute best life ever. And if I am, if I feel pressure to get an episode and it's going to take away something else I really need to do in my life, I don't want that to happen to me. And I don't think you would want that to happen to me as well. So I just want you to understand, again, it's not, there's nothing set in stone. I might come back next week with episode 74 on time. I'm just not positive. So having said that, I want to switch gears for a few seconds and let you know I'm really, really excited. I know Yoko and I have talked about this several times in the past few months about this Bay to Breakers 12K race that's taking place in San Francisco. And I know I've already heard from a lot of you that you're actually going to meet us there in San Francisco. You registered for the race, Bay to Breakers 12K, and somehow, somewhere during the race or after the race, or we're going to somehow meet up and shake hands and talk a little bit. It's going to be great. And I really hope that it's such a fun event. And we're doing it in San Francisco just because it's one of the coolest things you will ever experience in your life. I promise you that. Now, I just got an email yesterday from a listener in Australia. I want to make sure I pronounce her name right, and I believe the pronunciation, she's Chinese, and I believe the pronunciation, and sorry, Xi, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I believe, to the best I can do, the pronunciation of her name is Xi Yu. And Xi emailed me yesterday and said she's already got her airline tickets. She's coming from Australia to meet up with us in San Francisco and do this race. She's training already, and I was so impressed to hear that because, of course, I want you to be there. And, of course, if you're traveling from the U.S., it's relatively easy travel to get to San Francisco, depending on where you are, of course. But to have a listener email me and say that she's been a follower and a listener and a friend since almost day one of our show, and that she's actually getting on a plane from Australia and traveling all the way to the U.S., it's so humbling to hear this. It made my day. I've got to tell you this. It totally made my day. Now, we've not met in person. We know each other from Facebook and from, you know, you're listening to the show. But I really, really look forward to meeting up with you in San Francisco, along with the other listeners, Xi, that we're going to be having there. And I hope we have, we're going to be able to have some kind of meetup. But one way or another, we will certainly be able to touch base there. And I'm just so happy that I've been able to touch your life. Now, you know, there's been a lot of transformations in the show. When we first started the show, I was eating a diet that's very, very different from what I'm eating now. I expressed my concerns even from day one about eating meat, chicken, fish, and things like that, and having, because I love animals and having to kill animals for food. And I always said it was a dilemma. And then when I decided back in May, almost a year ago, back in May of 2014, to go totally plant-based, vegan, never use any animal products, I've got to tell you again, it was by far the best decision I ever made in my life. And I'll tell you just a little bit of an update on that. I spend a good part of my winter here in Breckenridge, Colorado, and I work very hard. I've got my studio here. I'm on conference calls basically most mornings, and so I am working. It's not like I'm retired and come here and not do anything. So I not that I need to make any excuses, but a lot of people say to me, Dave, you know, have a great vacation. But it's not really a vacation. It's kind of just a change of scenery, because as long as I have my MacBook, my phone, my studio, I can do my work from here as well as I can from anywhere. But what I want to tell you is that this is the first season, the first winter season that I've been totally vegan. And I've noticed a tremendous difference in the way I am responding to this mountain atmosphere. I mean, we ski practically every single day. And I've got to tell you something. There was no acclimatization, I didn't have to acclimatize. I think I'm probably pronouncing that word wrong, but forgive me on that. But you know what I mean. Coming from sea level in Maryland up to the town of Breckenridge is, I believe, 96 or 9,800 feet. So it's almost 10,000 feet. That's just the town. So when you're up on the mountain, we're up close to 13,000 feet in altitude, which it's pretty high. The oxygen is pretty thin up there. And since becoming vegan, there was zero adjustment time. Now, I don't know for sure if that's what it was. I can't tell you that if you're a vegan and you go to the mountains, you're not going to have any kind of altitude sickness. I'm not positive, but I can tell you that my handling of the altitude, my strength on the mountain, there's like I need no recovery time. I mean, I ski basically all day, every day. I'm not sore. I did take a fall about 3 days ago, 3 or 4 days ago, which is actually kind of a bad fall. I fell right on my shoulder, kind of hurting my shoulder, my neck area. And it for about 24 hours, it hurt really, really bad. I took only Motrin one time, because it hurt pretty darn, and I really try to stay away from all that kind of stuff. I hate taking any kind of medication at all. But I took one Motrin, and let me tell you something. Within 24 hours, I had zero pain. It totally went away. Now, again, can I attribute this totally to vegan, plant-based, non-processed diet? I'm not positive, but I'm noticing changes in my body that, look, you know, I'm turning 60 in May. It's no surprise. I tell everybody, and I'm not keeping that a secret. I like to think that I look and feel a lot younger. I definitely feel a lot younger. You be the judge of how I look. But since changing my life and going vegan, I've just noticed that things heal quickly when I fell. I knock on wood here. Let me knock on some wood. Hang on 1 second. Knock on wood. I just don't get sick. I mean, this winter, I've known so many people. I've been close with people that have had the flu and all kinds of crazy illnesses and issues over the winter. I I've been around them. I've been subjected to these bugs. I just have not gotten anything. Now, again, I want to say that being vegan is not a pass to like be healthy forever. And we're all human, and I could get sick just like anybody else. God forbid, I could get a serious disease like anybody else. There's no free pass. All I'm saying is that the changing of the lifestyle has had such a positive impact on my life. And I've gotten so many emails and so many Facebook messages and so many calls from friends and from listeners and followers that are having a tough time. And the tough time could be weight issues. They could be happiness issues, but it could be a bit more physical, like weight issues and things like that. And I talk to anybody that wants to talk to me. I'm an open book, probably to a fault. I love helping and I love talking. And I honestly believe that if you kind of adopt my lifestyle as far as the eating program, and I'm pretty darn strict with it. I'm pretty darn strict. As you know, I don't make exceptions. I don't have a pie for dessert. I just don't do that kind of stuff. If you simply follow me, follow my lifestyle, I am telling you, I am virtually positive this will work for you as it is for me. I'm positive. So I'd like you to just maybe reflect, take a step back. It's episode 73. Go back to previous episodes, check them out as needed. I'm here for you. I'm going to end for today. It's going to be a short one, but I want to make sure you understand I am here for you. I am on Facebook, David Maddo, DavidMaddow. So I'm on Facebook as David Maddow, and I'm also on Facebook as on our Slice Your Age page. Our main website is sliceyourage.com. We've got everything there, including detailed show notes from every single episode, from episode 1 up until 73. I'm not sure what these show notes are going to look like because it's just me rambling, kind of. But we've got show notes there, so check those all out. I really would be honored. I'd love to see you. If you're not sure, consider coming to San Francisco in May. Celebrate not only my birthday, but run the race with us. Hang out. We'll try our best to have some type of meetup. I'd love to see you there. So please try to take that seriously. I'd love to have you there because I feel like you're a friend. I feel like you've been with me, whether you've been with me from the beginning or from episode 72 or just a week or two or a month or two. I just feel like we're really close and we're friends. And again, what you hear on the mic here is totally what you get in person. So I want to thank you again. I'm going to sign off for today. I'll be back with you as soon as possible. It might be next week. I'm just not positive, and I wanted to get it out there that if I go a week or so without an episode, I still love you. I promise. and I will be back with you really soon. So this will put another episode in the book. Until next time, I'm Dr. Dave. Stay in touch with me any way you can. I will see you next time, or at least I'll hear you and listen to you and hopefully see you next time. See you later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.